Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, is on its way to being clearly removed from a list of scheduled drugs in South Dakota. The Health and Human Services Committee passed an amended bill on Wednesday, January 23rd, to clear up concerns of hemp activists who testified last week against Senate Bill 22. They said the bill appeared to criminalize possession of hemp CBD without a prescription. Senate Bill 22, as amended, specifies that a prescription is required only for the chemical structure of the CBD used in Epidiolex, an anti-seizure drug that contains CBD derived from marijuana. The bill also allows prescriptions for any similar drugs approved by the FDA that might be developed to treat epilepsy. There was only one proponent testifying, Department of Health lawyer Justin Williams. He says the amendment clarifies what the department is seeking to accomplish by initiating the bill.
In listening to testimony last week, we came to understand that much if not all of the opposition to Senate Bill 22 was really based on a concern that the bill had broader implications than simply adding or clarifying that Epidiolex is a Schedule 4 drug.
The amendment apparently satisfied the concerns of hemp activists. Chairwoman Deb Soholt noted the hearing was well attended, but no one came up to testify in opposition to the amendment. Soholt says there is still a lot for South Dakota to consider with the federal decriminalization of hemp and CBD oil, including economic development and agriculture.
What are the regulations for the people that grow the crops? You know, where are we at? I mean, how do we assure safety? And then once that happens, production, regulation of protecting our people to understand that what they're purchasing or buying is actually what it is.
Soholt appointed Vice Chair Wayne Stenhauer to represent the bill on the Senate floor. She says she has not yet heard of any further hemp-related bills coming into this session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.